Let us turn again to the part of God's word read in Psalm 107. Let us read again and consider as enabled verse 43, the 43rd verse. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. These words gather together the teaching of Psalm 107 and give a right and proper interpretation of all that has gone before. And that is the great business of the word of the truth of the gospel, not merely, as Peter says, fables, mere stories of passing interest, but the word of God, which we have to take home like the children of Israel and the manna in the wilderness. They gather it, they take it into their tents, they prepare it, they then sit down and eat the manna. And that is what we have here. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Whoso is wise, first of all, and will observe these things, and secondly, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Whoso is wise. Well, we read of a number in the Word of God who are clearly wise in the sense that David is speaking of wisdom here. There were others that were wise in the things of this world, like Ahithophel, but he wasn't wise after the wisdom that is spoken of here, for when his pride is brought down and his counsels are not given the attention and place that they have been in the past, then this disappointed man goes home to his house, puts his affairs in order, and does away with himself. This is the greatest folly. But whoso is wise. Many instances in the Word of God of those who are wise. Noah was in a desperate generation who are foolish to a man. For Noah himself got grace from the Lord. Noah alone, he and his family received grace from the Lord. He alone was wise. And that wisdom was demonstrated very clearly by his being taught of the Lord, and the teachable spirit he demonstrated when the Lord told him that this generation would end, his generation would end with the flood, and that the Lord was come to judge them, and that the Lord was angry with that generation and determined to execute judgment upon them. He heard and he observed and he took these matters to heart. And he became a preacher of righteousness in a very unrighteous day. He became a preacher of the light in a very dark day. He himself became subject to the word of God in a day of manifest and universal rebellion. And in a day of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, he maintained a witness to the purity of the God who